the Saturday Light Brigade, I was just negotiating with the Four Sisters as to what the name of the band is. Now, as you listen, excluding the dad, there's four girls whose combined ages are 38 here, four of them. Josephine is 5, Lillian is 6, Camille is 12, and Emily is 15. Did I get this all right? And they call themselves, it's River Song, the River Song String Band. Here they are. Wow, very nice. And I think, do you want to tell us what the name of that song is? I'm pointing at Lillian, I think. You could just step right up into that microphone.
5'2".
5'2". And let's talk to you. Josephine, is that you?
Mm-hmm.
Come on up, step up to the microphone, and we'll talk to everybody. But how old are you?
5.
And would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening on the radio at home? Any relatives, family members, friends?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Grace and Eva.
And who are they?
They're the Wagoners.
The Wagoners. Well, I'm glad you said hi to them. So how long have you played violin? When did you start, when you were a little girl, or how long have you played?
For a year.
For a year.
Yeah.
And what do you like about playing?
We get to go to fiddle competitions.
You go to fiddle competitions? That's really something. And what's a fiddle competition? What happens there?
You compete in contests.
And have you done that yet?
Yeah.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Let's talk to one of your older sisters. Lillian is right next to you. How old are you, Lillian?
6.
And can you tell me how long you've been playing fiddle? And tell me a little bit about advice you might have for somebody learning how to play that's never played before. Is it hard?
It depends on the song.
And what is an easy song, do you think?
What about Boil Them Cabbage Down?
That's relatively easy. And then what's one that's been kind of challenging?
Huckleberry Rag or Temperance Reel.
And do you find you have to practice a lot?
Yeah.
I would imagine that's probably the way you get better. Anybody you want to say hello to?
I don't really
We mentioned know. Grace before Grace at the Wagoners.
Grace and Eva.
Grace and Eva. What do you like to do when you're not playing fiddle? Do you have any things you like to do for fun outside or... do you like to make art or do anything, you know, other than music? Your sisters are all giving you hints. Do you like to...
Soccer.
Soccer, that's the answer. Very good. We'll let your fiddle do the rest of the talking here. Do you know what song you all are going to play next?
Tennessee Waltz.
Oh, that's at the. We're going to save that one for the very end.
That's going to be the last.
With your song.
Oh, you've got a song? Well, what's the name of your song, Josephine? Or that's not Josephine, it's Lillian. What's the name of your song?
Pig Ankle Rag.
The Pig Ankle Rag, featuring Josephine Arnold Magus.
Lillian.
Oh, Lillian. I'm sorry. I'm looking. It's hard. There's four girls, you two especially, are close to the same age. Take it, Josephine.
Pig
That was really, really good. That was great. And that was Lillian. I said ticket Josephine. I should have said ticket Lillian. Do you two get, come on up closer again. I'm just curious. Do you, both of you, do people confuse you all the time? Or is it just me?
Sometimes.
Because one of you is 5 and one of you is 6. And it's so easy to.
Because she's 1 year older than me.
Yeah, you're 2. I'll bet your parents even confuse you sometimes, do they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That happens in a lot of families. Well, let's meet the other two folks that are here. And you can even tilt that microphone up a little bit or even pull it out. That's good, just so we can actually hear you. I'll need you to come a little bit closer. What's your name?
I'm Camille.
Hi, Camille. How old are you?
I'm 12 years old.
Your little sisters must be a lot of fun. Are they?
Yeah.
What do you like to do? Well, how long have you played fiddle?
I've played fiddle for about 7 years now.
Wow. So this is really a family affair. Like, do you remember your older sister playing before you did?
Yes.
And so you would learn from her, and did you help teach your little sisters?
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Anybody you want to say hello to that might be listening?
Well, Grace and Eva.
Grace and Eva. They. And you can say hello to Saul and Brandon, who are out there. Bonnie is out there too, listening and enjoying your performance today. Another 2 families that could enjoy each other's. They're very entertaining too, if they choose to be entertaining. What do you like to do? Are you also a soccer player, or do you have other things you like to do when you're not playing music?
I also play soccer, and I mainly like to play fiddle and classical, though.
Do you play with any groups at all, any orchestras or groups?
Yes, I play with Symphonette, Tripo.
Oh, excellent. Very good. And you're a little bit older than, well, a lot older than Lillian and Josephine. Have you thought about what you might like to do when you get out of school?
Well, I would really like to be a professional violinist. And, like, a professional fiddler, too.
Excellent. And why don't we come? Let's meet Emily, as long as we have her here, too. Hi, Emily. And
hello.
Tell me about yourself.
My name's Emily. I'm 15, and I have been playing violin for 11 years now. And I started fiddle 2 years ago, and it's really a great genre of playing.
So the longest-term fiddle player is Camille, I guess, right? Have you played longer than anybody else in the family?
We both started fiddle at the same time, but we've both been playing classical since we were really little.
Okay, got it. I'm thinking of fiddle and violin as the same, but they are, you know, a different style
slightly
of
different.
Playing, to be sure. What's good? And have you thought about what you'd like to be when you get older?
Not at all. I can't choose. There are so many things I could do.
Well, there are a lot. Well, what's your next song going to be?
I think my next song is going to be a duet with me and Camille, You Are My Sunshine.
Oh, You Are My Sunshine. I heard Old Joe Clark mentioned by somebody in the background. That might be coming up. Either that or there's a guy named Old Joe Clark. You're not Old Joe Clark, are you? No, there's somebody looking in. So here they are with a song you'll recognize, You Are My Sunshine.
I dreamed I held you in my arms.
You sang really beautifully together. You sing together as if you were sisters. And, you know, I was joking about Joe Clark. That's Ben Bedford, who is from Illinois, watching you, and he's going to be playing in our next hour. He's in, you know, from out of town playing, is part of a new series called Berg Song, which debuts tonight. So you've got a nice audience of people out there listening to you, in addition to those listening on the radio. Now, the dad is here, too, and he said, I'm not going to need to talk too much, but I'm going to just ask you to talk a little bit, because this is a remarkable thing. You've got four daughters, and you've got them all playing music together beautifully. How did this all come about?
Well, I think it really started, Emily kind of got the whole thing started in preschool when there was a guy who would come to her preschool class and play the violin for the classroom. And then she started agitating to play violin. We put her off for, I think, about a year, asking every day, when can I learn? When can I learn to play violin? And we went to see a show, and there was somebody playing violin there, and then she just started it up again. So I was working at the University of Colorado at the time, and I asked one of the faculty there who played cello. I said, well, when did you start? And she said, 4. And Emily was 5 at the time. And so we said, well, might as well give it a shot. So
wow.
And then I think everybody else just saw what Big Sister was doing and wanted to do something like it. And Camille really got everybody into fiddling, though, so that's a whole other story.
Yeah, how did that happen, Camille? Did you, so you all began sort of wanting to be classical-type violinists, but how did you come to fiddling, or how did fiddling come to you?
Well, I was at a camp for a week, and after the camp, I really wanted to do competitions, and I had done the Colorado Stock Show National Time Fiddlers Contest.
Wow.
Before that, but like that's when I really started actually having lessons after that.
Well, there are a lot of good fiddlers in Colorado, quite a few. There's a lot. How long have you been in the Pittsburgh area now?
About a year.
Oh, I'm so happy to welcome you. I'm really glad you're here. There's a lot. Have you had a chance to find some Appalachian-style fiddlers here? Because there are quite a few that are very good.
Yes, we have.
Tell about North Carolina. Fiddler's Grove.
Fiddler's Grove?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We went to a contest in North Carolina last spring. And, that was really fun. It was like a weekend event. And they had a competition, and so we went and competed.
Well, that's great. How did you do?
I got first place in my division.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Gosh, had to pull that out of you. Congratulations. Well, we have time probably for 2 or 3 more songs. They're kind of short. So what would you like to do next?
Okay. I'll play Jack of Diamonds.
Oh, that's a great song. Jack of Diamonds, and this features Camille. I can see why you took first place in your division. That was really great.
Thanks.
It's really fun to have all of you on. What's next?
Old Joe Clark.
Old Joe Clark. And are you finishing up with Old Joe Clark? Or, oh, no, you're going to finish up with Tennessee Waltz. Is that, no, am I getting that right?
Can we do Black and White?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do one time through Old Joe Clark, Black and White.
Okay.
Go, go.
Go, it's time to go. The littlest fiddler. You are the littlest fiddler of them all, maybe in the whole world. You're a great fiddler. Now, we have one or two more. I heard tell of Black and White. I heard tell of another. What are you going to...
We'll play out on Tennessee Waltz.
Okay, some Tennessee Waltz?
Black and White. Right?
Black and White, then Tennessee Waltz.
Is that good?
That sounds good. Let's do Black and White first, and then I'm going to do a quick station break so you're not interrupted. Such great fiddling. And that was Emily. And in just a moment, we'll finish up. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUPFM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, Ohio, 91.1 WSAJ Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, IQKidsRadio.org, listen imaginatively, Radio Phoenix, where the valley comes to talk, sing, connect, and SLBRadio.org, where you can listen on demand and live 24/7, 7 days a week. SLBRadio.org with the TuneIn and Simple Radio apps on any platform. High today, 80 degrees. Tomorrow's high, 70. Tonight's low, 55 degrees. There is a 60% chance of rain today, a 70% chance tonight, then mostly sunny skies tomorrow. Phoenix, it's currently 81 and a high of 101 in Phoenix today. Back east, it's 63 in Clarion, 68 in Indiana, 73 in New Concord and Washington, 66 in Grove City, and 72 degrees at our studios in historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. Do you think we should acknowledge your mother? I mean, she's there in the corner, kind of quietly watching you and smiling. Does she play an instrument?
Kind of.
What?
U-bass.
The bass.
U-bass.
The U-bass.
It's like a bass, but it's a ukulele body.
A ukulele body bass. Well, it would be nice to have her play that sometime. It's been wonderful to have all of you here. And I hope you'll, will you come back sometime too?
Oh, I hope so.
I hope so. And you're welcome to stay if you can for our next guest. I think you'll enjoy getting a chance to hear him. It's a pleasure that we have him here today, Ben Bedford. He'll be playing with Tom Briding later tonight. So folks are going to know this song, right? It's a pretty popular song that you're going to end with. So once again, with great thanks to Josephine, Lillian, Camille, Emily, and Michael Arnold Mages.
One, two, three, one, two.